Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back my favorite blues man. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm like the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with an old friend, Michael Saltzman, and a new friend, Holly Sklar. And Holly, when you've been here a while, we won't call you an old friend. We'll call you a longtime friend. So we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Holly, by the way, folks, is the founder and the CEO of Business for a Fair Minimum Wage. Michael Saltzman is the senior VP of Berman & Company. He's an employment expert, employment policy expert. So, Michael, I let Holly go first last time. I'm going to let you go this time. In terms of the – I want to talk this segment about the good and the bad. I won't say ugly, but the good and the bad – both sides of the issue of minimum wage. So Michael, give us your best shot. When you see what's happening, let's use Florida as an example, because I know you want to bring that up again, Holly, in a minute. Let's use Florida as an example. I think that's a good case study. Florida has a lot of hotel workers and waiters and people like that who work at the lower rate wage levels. So that's a pretty good example. Why will this raising minimum wage over the next 6 years to $15, why will that be not good for Florida, Michael?
Well, it's bad for Florida because a $15 minimum wage is totally divorced from the cost of living there, and it also far outstrips the ability of operators there to pass it off to customers through higher prices. So if they can't do that, they have to find other places to cut back. And that's not just economic theory that says that. In fact, I think what I'd like to do here is point, for instance, to one of Holly's former members, a guy named Bill Feltz, who co-founded a company called Wetzel's Pretzels. He was out there for years talking with Holly's group about the benefits of a $15 an hour minimum wage, and then his franchisees actually experienced it in California, mm-hmm. and he said, the next increases, this is a quote, the next increases are going to be bad for employees. It's pushing it too far too fast, and employees will be hurt by those increases. So I think when you look at
So where I worry about the owner, the point you're making is this also not good for the employee? And finish that thought, and then I want to get Holly in here.
Well, I think if you're using a policy that's intended to raise wages that ends up hurting the people it's intended to help, then I think you need to think about other ways to lift people out of poverty and to raise wages.
Holly, that's one of the big arguments that people are making, I think with some validity, that oftentimes an increased minimum wage hurts the people it intends to help. What do you think?
So let me respond in a couple of ways. One is, I think it's kind of we've heard that a lot, but the people who it's intended to help are voting or telling their legislators to pass minimum wages that they think are going to help them and then do end up helping them. Let me talk about Florida for one sec. In 2004, Florida had a number of hurricanes, and there was a ballot initiative then, right, a constitutional amendment to raise the minimum wage. All kinds of groups ran all kinds of ads saying it's going to, and just really coming out against it, it's going to be the fifth disaster of the year after fourth hurricanes, right? It's going to cost jobs and benefits, right? There's a wonderful column by a guy named Frank Cerubino at the Palm Beach Post, and he looks back again. He's saying, what did they say in 2004? What happened, right? You know, they predicted disaster then. What happened? Instead, the unemployment in the state dropped from 4.9% to 3.1% in 2005, and the state added 200,000 jobs that year, many in the leisure and hospitality and food service sector that was supposed to be devastated. So one of the things we do is we look at not predictions about what's going to happen, right, but there's a huge body of research now. Again, not predictions about what will happen, but what actually happened, right, if you really account for what can you attribute to what the minimum wage did or didn't do. And that body of research is long and growing, and it even includes things like the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, which looked at what happened as New York was raising the wage versus Pennsylvania stuck at $7.25.
I want to come back, Holly, to something I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
When I had you establish the time it's been, the 11 years it's been since the last increase. Mm-hmm. Since then, the economy has exploded over the last 4 years. Wages went up. We couldn't find enough workers. So when you're in a seller's market for workers, therefore wages grow naturally, organically. Why isn't a strong economy a better argument for wage increases than a government fiat? I'll ask that question.
Yeah, sure. So we've had a minimum wage since 1938 federally, right? And it was designed in the middle of, during the Great Depression. That's when it came in. It was designed to put a floor under wages nationally, right? So if you're working full time, you should not be stuck in poverty, and designed to boost the economy by increasing consumer purchasing power. So the question is, you have a minimum wage. What's the minimum it's going to be, right? Is it going to go up with the cost of living and the growth in the economy? There are huge positive impacts of raising the minimum wage. And the very first one to note is that workers are also customers. Raising the minimum wage puts money in the pockets of people who
As long as they have a job. And Michael, when we come back, I'm gonna let you address this first, Michael, because folks, one thing to remember, I've been around long enough. I remember when an increasing minimum wage caused inflation. It doesn't cause inflation much anymore, but what it does do, we now have technology. If wages go too high, companies don't have to hire more people. They can hire more robots. And that's something that needs to be included in this equation. We'll get Michael and Holly to debate that issue. What's technology going to do to the future of minimum wage? After the break, Tintel, Michael Salzman and Holly Sklar are our guests.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.